Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. Hey, it's here in the middle of the Chicken Ranch. Good to have you. It's rainy. Wet days. Mud season on the way. You know, the dry year we had last year, that's not an issue now. Mushroom season should be solid this year. Yeah, it should be solid. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the Chevy Camaro, RIP. Yeah, the Chevy Camaro will be no more. Leaving just the Mustang as a muscle car in Detroit. Number two, safe storage gun laws advance after the House Judiciary Committee meeting. And number three, Michigan schools adding resource officers, special resource officers, to improve security. Some people remain skeptical, but I think it's the right thing. It certainly can't hurt. In a world where young people have decided that it's okay to shoot their classmates and so forth, I think SROs, special resource officers, are a brilliant idea. I did this math for you a while back. 133,000 public school buildings in Michigan, give or take. 133,000 public school buildings in Michigan, give or take. I mean, across the country. Across the country, excuse me. I misspoke. 133,000 K-12 school buildings across the country. And if you put a special resource officer, an armed police officer, if you will, in every school building in America and gave them an average salary of $80,000, higher in some places, maybe a bit lower in others, depending on the cost of living and expense and so forth, that would cost $11.5 billion a year. That would cost a tiny fraction of what we're sending to Ukraine. And we'll give some security to our kids here. Now, the Detroit News just wrote up a pretty good story because nearly 200 school resource officers headed to Michigan schools over the next 3 years because of a $25 million Michigan State Police grant awarded to school districts, intermediate school districts, and charter schools to boost school security. The new round of hiring and funding comes as Michigan's K-12 schools and higher education institutions are grappling with a mass shooting, one at Michigan State, one at Oxford High School. State and national civil rights advocates say despite school districts pouring millions of dollars into campus police programs, there's little evidence they increase school safety and tend to undermine school climate and criminalize students. I don't believe that for a second. There's a reason you don't have school shootings in places like Detroit or Saginaw or Flint or Grand Rapids and the big public schools, because they have armed officers in the schools. You don't have mass shootings there. Some claim that having police officers militarizes learning environments. Oh, come on. Grow up. Grow up. Look, do you feel like it's militarized when you go into the bank and there's a guard standing there? No. Do you feel it's militarized when you go to a big football game or basketball game at Michigan State or Michigan or anywhere you might go? Does that feel militarized to you? No, it's just part of the background. Part of the background. The state received 269 applications and $45 million in requests from schools last year for the funding, which is part of the 2023 state budget. So says Kim Root, the section manager of the Office of School Safety at the Michigan State Police. State police made 197 awards, totaling $25 million to fund school special resource officers. Hazel Park's getting their second one. And like I said, if you took 133,000 school buildings, K-12, across this country, and put an armed officer in each one, it would cost $11.5 billion a year. That's it. You know, but some kids don't want it. And change.org, the leftists don't want it. There are police officers everywhere. Do you feel like we live in a militarized society because there are police officers that carry guns and you see them walking in the mall or walking in the coffee shop? No, of course not. It's ridiculous. But here's and Natalie's a high school student from Metro Detroit who did not want her last name used in this article. Said her district has two resource officers next to a police station. Natalie said the presence of officers in the hallways while she is trying to walk to class and speak with friends makes her feel unsafe. and filled with concern that an officer could misinterpret her movements or actions. I mean, that's just so dumb. I'm sorry, that's just dumb. Maybe we ought to educate our children better. If they're afraid of a police officer and the school is there to protect them and save their life in case of an emergency, then, well, they're just wrong. Last year, Lapeer County voters approved a countywide law enforcement millage for its five school districts. Five local schools, one charter school, to fund a special resource officer and safety equipment. The millage runs for 6 years and gives districts like Dryden $110,000 a year and their first school resource officer. What's wrong with that? Nothing. It's the right thing to do. So I applaud Governor Whitmer. Yeah, I do. And her people for putting $25 million out there, but it's just a start. It's just a start. Need to do more. Meanwhile, I do not applaud the safe storage bill getting passed. The House Judiciary Committee advancing bills regarding safe storage. Safe storage has been a priority of mine, said Felicia Brabick, Democrat, Ann Arbor. Our goal with this legislation is to save lives. And as legislators, that is where our focus should be when we're discussing these policies. It requires firearms to be locked up and safely stored away from any minor. There are several conditions that must be met if left unattended. A firearm must be stored unloaded in a box or container, or it must have a proper locking device that prevents the firearm from discharging, such as a trigger lock, if it's unattended. To help gun owners adjust to the cost of safe storage laws, Brabick mentioned in later passed bills, House's Bill 4140, 4141, the sales tax involving the purchase of firearm safety devices through 2024. This Andrew Fink, the Judiciary Committee and Representative Vice Chair, different circumstances suggest different practices rather than one size fits all. One of the things that is challenging with any of the laws we create is, of course, there's going to be different circumstances that might call for different things. One of those things I believe that we have to focus on is what is going to do the most good for the most folks, and that is the package of bills. It's, you know, Kara Hope of Holt. I think that's really a tragic example. I think the first thing to consider when you're talking about safe storage laws is the goal here to not punish or prosecute people. The goal here is really to effectuate behavioral change. It's that we start treating safely storing a firearm the same way we treat wearing a seatbelt, keeping your child away from harmful medications, house cleaning products. Punishing lawful gun owners because somebody went into their private space and did something or broke a law, potentially. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. At any rate, Liz Peek is around the corner. We're talking to her about D.A. Bragg. That's coming up. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.